This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, we talk a lot about being a late-stage republic and how we're at the looting the treasury phase. That's where we're at, the looting of the treasury.
I got that. By the way, I stole that from my buddy Aaron McIntyre. Really, really sharp commentator, has a show on The Blaze. But that was the first place I saw it. I saw it described that way, the looting of the treasury. And I decided I would take that on and act like I came up with it and give Aaron no credit. Now, shut up. Anyway, so that's where we're at. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know about the late stage republic stuff. Now that none of our leaders, none of them care about the country. Remember, what's their first characteristic? No love of country. They all just want to pillage it. America is just a big bank to be stolen from, to rob. That's all it is for all these people. Nothing is for the benefit of the country. Nothing's for the benefit really of anyone else but themselves. We talked about that at length last night about how once we lost our morality, everybody became so selfish. And once you fill up your institutions with nothing but selfish people, they're only in it for themselves. They never think about anything else. Sonia Sotomayor is an insane communist nut job. Of course, Barack Obama puts her on the Supreme Court. She's been a disaster since she got there. There are plenty of rumors from people I trust. Remember that whole Supreme Court leak where they leaked the Dobbs decision, the Roe versus Wade overturning thing? Remember how they leaked that before it came out? Then justices started getting death threats and things like that. People I trust tell me they think it came from Sotomayor's office. Not necessarily her, but as you can imagine, she surrounds herself with card-carrying communists who work for her. Headline from Daily Caller. Sonia Sotomayor, her staff leaned on colleges and libraries to buy her book ahead of speaking gigs. Her book has earned her a minimum of $3.7 million since 2009. Well, the speaking engagements are what's earned most of that money. The speaking engagements, $3.7 million. So Sonia Diversity Hire gets picked by Barack Obama to sit on the Supreme Court. She walks into the Supreme Court. She ignores any law because she's a communist who would not acknowledge any law. She's not there for the Constitution or the law or anything else. She's there to make herself rich and loot the treasury. That is our problem. And this is a huge reason why we are so full of morons in this government, because none of them are actually selected for their capability. And once they get there, they don't even act like they're interested in doing the job they're supposed to do. They seem to revel in their ignorance. They have no idea about anything. The Rear Admiral, Pete Buttigieg, knows nothing about transportation and hasn't ever known anything about transportation. Remember that one sound clip we played you the one time where he was asking the reporters for clarification on information that he should know? I already played this audio earlier of our interior secretary, but I'm going to play it again, and I want you to wrap your mind around this as you listen. This is the interior secretary. Everything she's being asked, it's not just that she should know. She should be an expert on these things, but even after becoming interior secretary, she never even bothered to read.
Is it your policy that critical minerals should be sourced from countries that are stewards of the environment, like the U.S. and our allies, or sourced from Russia and China that don't share our same values?
Congressman, what I'll say is the president is committed to...
Pretty much a yes and no. It's your policy, madam.
Our policy is to... work to make sure we have the best
I'll take that as a maybe. Are you also aware that China produces 90% of the world's plastic from four rivers?
I will take that as
Have you also are aware that China is the biggest offender on illegal fishing?
Thank you, Chair
Congressman. Are you aware that China controls by proxy production the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the EV world and defense?
Thank you for that information.
Are you aware by multiple studies that in order to satisfy the present requirements of EV and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years? Are you aware of that?
Thank you for the information, Congressman.
Are you also aware
that— Okay, I'm going to stop it. You got it. But she not only didn't know anything going in, she didn't bother to learn anything either, because she's just there to loot the treasury. Biden skips dinner with NATO leaders and goes straight to his hotel. Yeah, because Joe Biden's just there to loot the treasury himself. He's old. He's got dementia. He's tired. That's why these people don't really care about anything. All right, move on. Let's get to some emails and stuff like that. What else are we going to do? Dear oversized obfuscating Oracle, what are the origins of the world famous burger? How did you come up with the recipe? When did you first start making it? Side note, I made them last week. Very delicious. Two slices of cheese was too much for me on the first burger, so I made one with one slice and added some mayo. I dare say it kicked it up a notch. His name is Frank. One, Frank, be a man and eat two slices of cheese on the burger. Two, you know how I told you, I've told you guys this before. When I got out of the Marines, I was pretty fresh back from Iraq. I got back from Iraq in just a couple months, I think it was, I was gone. My 4 years was up. My contract was up. So when I got out of the Marines, I wasn't doing that great mentally. As a pretty violent person, I was just not in a very good place mentally. And I would spend a lot of time by myself. To this day, I enjoy time by myself. That's never gone away. But I would only spend time by myself then. I was going to work. I was going to Pima Community College, not to brag, but I would go work, school, home. And part of that was I just fell in love with NFL football. It was one of the things I would distract myself with on Sundays. I would get all kinds of beer, way too much of that. I don't want to go into the details of all that again. Get way too much beer. And by myself, I should note, by myself, just sit in my apartment and just get sauced and watch NFL football every single Sunday. I remember it like it was yesterday. I didn't have any money, but I was working, and I believe it was Lowe's. Yes, it was. It was Lowe's. Lowe's was running some incredible special on Weber grills. And I thought, man, you know what? I'm going to start grilling up some things when I'm by myself on Sunday, getting drunk, watching football. Again, this is not a, look, fellas, ladies, this is not a life you want to live. I'm not proud of this. I'm just explaining what I went through. So I went out, and I think it was $99 for a decent size Weber grill. It was, yeah, I was thrilled with it. I get this Weber grill, and that just kind of became a side hobby that I started doing on Sundays when I was watching the game. And I just started, I really fell in love with cheeseburgers in the Marines. At one point, they made me go work in the kitchen in Okinawa for a month. I had to go work in the kitchen, and I friggin' hated it. It was miserable. It was awful. But I did get to start making my own cheeseburgers and kind of experimenting with this and that, and I kind of mess with stuff like that. So I really fell in love with cheeseburgers, and I got out and decided I was going to start digging in to making the greatest cheeseburger I could find. And I just tried to mix and match things. I would ask people questions. If we went in a restaurant that had a great cheeseburger, and let's say the chef came out, I remember there was this kind of rundown little Cajun restaurant in Tucson, but the chef would come out and talk to people all the time, and they made the best cheeseburger. Lots of times Cajun restaurants can make a great cheeseburger. They were awesome. And he came out, and he was just talking to everybody, and I was eating my burger, and I said, hey, how'd you make this burger? And he said, well, one, we got to cook it on a flat top. You cook your burger on a flat top, so it's got to cook in its own fat. Okay, well, I'd been making them on the open grill. that prompted me to start throwing a frying pan on the grill. And he said, you got to cook them at a little higher heat. People cook their burgers too low. They dry them out. It's on there too long. You want almost a little, I don't want to say crunch. You want the outside to be a little, have a little bit of that to it. So anyway, I just started picking people's brains and mixing and matching things. And eventually I nailed it. I had been for the longest time, forget about American cheese. You know how white trash I am. I had been slicing off a chunk of Velveeta. I don't mean a little chunk. I'm talking probably the size of your fingernail. A chunk of Velveeta. The only reason I stopped doing that is I met the wife and she was mortified by it. One, and two, I could never get it to melt all the way without burning the burger. So I instead went to American cheese slices. But anyway, that's how I did that. All right, let's talk a little bit about Career Diversity Hire and students. There's a not such a good story out there. Let's talk about our dogs. You know, when I was growing up, we never allowed our dogs on the furniture. But I get up to go brush my teeth this morning, and I come back. I heard my two meathead sons run into the room, and the wife was still in bed. And I come back, and who do you think is in bed with all three of them? Fred, the dog. In bed, snuggling with everybody. I just don't get me started. Either way, I want Fred to be around a long time to annoy me and to snuggle with my family. That's why I give Fred Rough Greens. All natural nutritional supplement I pour on his food. His food has no nutrition in it. It's like giving him one of those double cheeseburgers every meal. There's nothing nutritional in it. Your dog needs nutrition. Your dog needs Rough Greens to live a longer life and a healthier life. You want to avoid the vet? Go to freeroughgreens.com/Jesse and get a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get to the student stuff, well, our students, because our students can't read and can't do math, and it got worse over the pandemic. Let's check in with China and see what their students are doing.
Learning how to handle firearms is apparently the key to a well-rounded childhood, at least in the eyes of the Chinese Communist Party. According to a report by the Daily Caller News Foundation, this summer, kindergartens across China are hosting boot camps to train children with military weapons. From how to handle weapons to how to fight like soldiers, the camps offer combat training for boys and girls with different toy weapons, such as knives, grenades, rifles, and shoulder-fired missiles. They're also taught military behavior, like saluting. The boot camps are happening.
Just want to point out that American students are taught about microaggressions and being offended.
In major cities from Beijing to Nanjing and Shenzhen, uniformed Chinese soldiers oversaw the programs. The campaign follows the CCP's push for increased national defense education in 2019, with a focus on China's youth. Beijing also directed schools to feature defense-related activities in 2022. Experts say the growing push to militarize China.
Gosh, I want that to be my kids so bad. Now, hear me out. Where's the harm in that? I don't think you want the women involved, but shouldn't young boys be taught weapons? I mean, mine already have been taught weapons, but shouldn't young boys be taught discipline and weapons? And what, Chris? See, this is, Chris brings up this thing that he knows I'm always undecided on. Chris said you can have that with mandatory military service. You know, we're going to Israel next week. My folks have already been to Israel. They're actually coming on this trip. But almost everyone I know who's been to Israel has remarked how mature their young people are. It's striking. I've never been there, so I don't know. But apparently it's striking how grown up a 19, 20-year-old is over there compared to a lot of what you see in America. They have required military service over there. At the same time, look at this country. Look at what our military is currently doing to itself. The COVID requirements, all the endless pride crap, the drag shows, the anti-white stuff. Is it right for this government to force my sons to go be part of that for any length of time? I would argue it's not. I can understand that it's healthy for young people to go through that kind of training, while at the same time, not with this place, man. No way. Not with this place. But, you know, kids used to shoot in school in this country. Boxing and shooting, those were regular things, even in government schools in the United States of America. It is healthy for kids to learn these skills. Physical education is also healthy, especially for boys. Boys are not supposed to sit down with their hands on each knee for 8 hours a day while you try to teach them algebra. That's not how boys are built. They're not built that way. They're not made that way at all. Instead, you just say they all have ADD and put them on drugs. Dear Jesse, buenas tardes. You were looking for a quick go-to response for the wife, and I'm here to help. Yes, this is when I was trying to emulate Joe Biden, how he's always trying to defend what he said in ways that don't make any sense at all, and he always acts like it's the final say. Read your press! Anyway, this guy says, one of Corinne Diversity Hire's favorite lines in every press conference is, you know, we've been very clear. It makes my blood boil almost as much as the L word that you hate. How about it redeeming it and putting it to good use? It's one size fits all, and it means nothing. I think it would be perfect. Says, I'm enjoying the anti-communist manifesto while recuperating from back surgery. Or she says, listen, thank you. And her name's Diana. That's brilliant. I'm going to use that. I'm going to pull that out tonight. If the wife yells about something, I'll say, look, you know, I've been very clear. Gosh. And then just kind of leave it at that. Wait, what? Clear about what? I don't understand it. Anyway, Shogun. I'm so tired of hearing all the pundits, including Fox News, never talk about the people who paid their loans, but as importantly, the people who get a loan next year and the next and the next. Are we going in for round two of forgiveness, or does it go on in perpetuity? Why is no one talking about the next group of whiny babies? Well, because that would involve the right being forward-thinking and understanding how the communist thinks and what the communist does. It's like that reparations task force they've had going in California forever. They can't seem to settle on a dollar amount. And then when they think they get settled on a dollar amount, hey, $4 million, whatever the case may be, then they just start adding things to it. Remember the latest thing? This was all-time great. They said, well, yeah, we need $4 million and no more child support payments. They tried to get out of paying child support. Guys, come on now. Guys. Anyway, let's dig into something. Trust. Talked a little bit about this earlier. Trust. And trust in one of our major institutions, one of the most critical institutions, is in free fall. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it a mixture of both? Let's talk about that. Trust in higher education. And we'll do a couple other things. But first, let's get to trust in your ability with your weapon. You know, there's only one way to be comfortable with your weapon, and that's to train with it. You must train with your weapon. Otherwise, if that day comes and you need to use it, you will not be ready. I know you think you will. It's very human to assume you will be ready. No, I went to the range once and I shot pretty good there. I hit most of my shots. That has nothing to do with real world scenarios where they're shooting back, where you're scared, where there are other people around you don't want to shoot. Practice with your Mantis X. Mantis X allows you to practice without leaving your home. You practice in the comfort of your home. It attaches to your weapon. They're giving you feedback, live feedback as you do it. They're putting you through drills, and you will watch yourself progress. You watch your scores go up, and you get to compete with family and friends. Healthy competition. Everybody getting faster and deadlier, including your children who should be learning how to handle weapons. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today, all right? MantisX.com. Trust in higher education. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll get to this trust. You know what? Let's do this trust in higher education now. People don't trust higher education anymore. It's down and free-falling badly. Of course, 59% of Democrats trust it. Of course they do. Of course they do. Because they're all Democrats. as you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, you found out exactly who teaches at these universities, and you found out what's being taught. All the information's in there. I name names in there, too. If you would like it, it's still available at jessekellybook.com if you want to learn about our despicable university system. And it's good that people don't trust it, that trust is going down. But we have to remember something. It hurts a country to not have a higher education system that can produce experts. An education system, especially higher education, it is an important institution for a country. And this is me, idiot Jesse, with no college degree saying this. I acknowledge, man, we really need a Harvard. We need a Yale. We need a Stanford. We need elite universities to take really smart high school kids in and make them even smarter and send them out into the world so they can then lead our other institutions, our politics, our companies. We need elites that are worth something. And we don't have that now. Our university system is rotted and it can't produce expertise because there aren't experts in the university. Just a bunch of apparatchiks teaching the next generation of apparatchiks. So it's bad for the country, but it's good that we don't trust them. All right? All right. I promised some email roundup. Jesse, you mentioned earlier this week you were talking about how Obama was an America-hating communist and that his wife is actually worse than he is. I've been saying this for years, and it's the first time I've heard anyone else say it. I recently visited my father and wife, and we were talking about how she got a jury summons, and she was thinking of ways to try and get out of it. I explained to her how important it was for conservatives to be sitting on juries now more than ever. Listen, it's really, really, really important for you to get on a jury now. It is. It's important that you try going forward to not get out of jury duty, that you try to get on a jury. Please hear what I'm saying. It matters that you get on a jury. Stop trying to get out of jury duty. I've had jury duty. I know. I don't want to brag. I was elected jury foreman. Anyway, I know I liked it, Chris. I was in the middle of a heroin sting. It was awesome. It was undercover videos and all kinds of stuff. And it was amazing. You got code compliance? I got a heroin bust. It was like I was in a TV show, Cops. Lasted 4 or 5 days. It was totally fascinating. Anyway, please hear what I'm telling you. Get on a jury. And if you're on a jury, and it happens to be a case that involves the FBI, I want you to listen to this long clip again of FBI agent Elvis Chan. Maybe you need to listen to it every day. And as you sit on that jury, make sure you remember things like this.
I was very involved. Our field office, FBI San Francisco, was very involved in helping to protect the U.S. elections in 2020. And I think we can all agree, or I think many of us can agree, that it was a very safe election, that there was no malign foreign influence. There was mostly not voter fraud, despite what you hear on different outlets. Even though foreign actors were trying to interfere in our elections, the FBI, the U.S. government, working in conjunction with the private sector, as well as with election officials from every single state and, you know, protectorate, we were really able to do it. And you're going to say, hey, Elvis, what was the juicy stuff? The juicy stuff was we talked with all of these entities I mentioned regularly, at least on a monthly basis, and right before the election, probably on a weekly basis, right? If they were seeing anything unusual, if we were seeing anything unusual, sharing intelligence with technology companies, with social media companies, so that they could protect their own platform.
I want you to get on that jury, and especially if it's a case involving the FBI, I want you to remember the Cheka. It's really important that you read between the lines and hear what I'm saying to you right now. Stop getting out of jury duty. I, myself included, I'll never get to sit on one again because of what I do now. I've been called down as an option a couple times. And last time I got called down, I actually made it past the first round. And then it turned out the prosecution team and the defense team both knew who I was. And they just bounced me right out of the room. I'll never get to sit on one now, so I can't join you in that. I'll try. I can't join you in that. You really need to sit on a jury. What, Chris? It didn't. Yeah, it probably didn't help that I was live tweeting the whole thing, and that was hilarious. May I just point out that that was hilarious? I thought I was going to be on that jury, and it was probably best that I got kicked out because I also buried a weapon outside of the courthouse that day. Did I ever tell you that? So, no, let me explain. Let me explain. I was heading down to the courthouse, and I didn't bring my weapon, my gun on me, but I always have a knife on me as well. It's just human nature. It's what I carry. I carry a knife on me. It's just part of what I do. I walk in. I'm on time, but you had to park something like a half mile away from this place. And I walk in, and of course, I don't know what I was thinking. Of course, you'd have to go through a metal detector. The metal detectors are right there. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, I got a friggin' knife. These people are going to get mad at me. So I leave, but I don't want to walk a half mile back to my truck. I had a truck still at the time, the one with the sunroof. Shut up. Anyway, I didn't want to walk clear back to my truck. And I thought to myself, well, that's ridiculous. I'll just hide it outside of the courthouse. And I did. I found this perfect little kind of half hole, and I made it a little deeper, and then I took a rock and covered it up. I had a weapon buried outside of the courthouse. That's probably really illegal. I probably shouldn't have said anything about that at all. Forget I said anything about that at all. Yeah, it was years ago. Years, decades, really. United flight to Amsterdam reportedly diverted to Chicago over a meal choice. I only brought this up because I'm getting ready to travel. Chris and Michael are getting ready to travel as well. I've traveled a lot. Chris, I don't think he's ever been on a plane. Michael's traveled some, but not near as much as Chris has. You haven't traveled hardly. You weren't even from here when you went to college, Michael. You've traveled some. Have you flown on a plane? Not much. Okay, these kids are children, so I have to try to educate them on travel tips. So allow me to give you and them a couple travel tips. One, find a way to gain access to the airport lounge. I'm talking the Delta Lounge, United Lounge, American Express Lounge, whatever lounge there is, just for the bathrooms. Yeah, they have free food. It's generally crappy food, free food and drinks in there if you would like. But find a way to get into an airport lounge. Chris said neck pillow, yes or no. Spend the money, Chris, and get a neck pillow, one of the fancy ones that attaches to the back of the seat and then clips in the front so you can pass out really sitting up, and they're very, very comfortable. They're very comfortable. So yes on the neck pillow, yes on the airport lounge, no on the airplane food. One of the great joys in life is getting a delicious meal picked up in the airport right before you board, and then boarding the plane and eating it in front of everybody else with all those smells filling up the plane. Oh, yeah, Michael, it's the best. I get the garlickiest thing I can find to just, what, Michael? Yeah, they're going to eat disgusting food without me. I'll still be sitting there with a full belly having eaten something delicious. You're in an airport with food options everywhere. Why are you getting on a plane and eating the crappy airplane food? Take something delicious on the plane. Shoot, make it a fast food burger. I don't care. Anything's better than the crap they serve on those planes. Now, let's talk about orphans and widows. We are commanded to take care of widows and orphans. I will support Tunnel to Towers to the day I die because that's what they do. I hate hearing these stories about first responders, cops who get ambushed and killed, and then you find out, oh, he leaves behind a wife and three kids, and your heart just breaks for these families. What? How do you go on? What do you do when dad or mom doesn't ever come home again? Tunnel to Towers comes alongside these people, and they pay off mortgages for them. They're building an entire community for Gold Star families and fallen first responder families in Florida. They are taking care of widows and orphans. And unlike so many of these other, quote, charities, the money actually goes where you want it to go. They ask us for $11 a month. That's it. Go to T2T.org and donate $11 a month. T2T.org.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I have been insulted during the break by Chris and Michael, who said that my pitch for the airport lounge made me sound really hoity-toity. You guys know that you get in those things free when you just get a credit card, right? You understand that? Chris, you do have a credit card of some kind, right? Probably a Discover card or something, whatever. Okay, so Chris has a credit card. Michael, you have a credit card, right? Michael has a credit card. All you have to do is get a Delta Visa, if that's what you have, or a Delta American Express or a United Visa. It's not like you have to pay any money. It doesn't cost. Just give up the stupid credit card you have and get an airline one, and that's what gets you access to the lounges. This is not a rich person thing. This is a smart person thing, which is why I do it and you two do not. Shut up. Anyway, DOJ removed international sex trafficking of minors from areas of concern, according to Steve Bannon's War Room. So they had international sex trafficking of minors as an area of concern, and they removed that? Aren't you getting majorly creeped out by how many people are pretty openly okay with child sex trafficking? This is that Micah Brzezinski hag from MSNBC.
All this week, we have been featuring The Atlantic's special double issue devoted to American democracy in crisis. From the events surrounding the January 6th insurrection to the extraordinary Republican efforts to prove that voter fraud is real. But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
Except it does exist. It's a huge, disgusting, horrific industry. Think how much more evil that is than even the drug trade. Not that I'm defending the drug trade here, but think how really, truly evil it is to take human beings, kids, so many of these are just kids, and just, oh, God have mercy, it's horrible. I don't even like to think about it. Hey, Jesse, I'm 17 and a junior in high school in South Carolina. I wanted an excuse to get out of class a few weeks ago, so I made up a dumb reason. I needed to go down to the library. Teacher let me out. I went to the library. While sitting in the back corner, I could hear some faculty talking about students and other random stuff. At one point, the topic of remodeling the library came up, and our very liberal librarian said that the plaques of the former principals wouldn't be coming to the new building, and that also the large American flag was just going to be thrown away. She started rambling about how it looked racist and all the other topics the left always says about America. Eventually, I stood up and told her that if it weren't for that flag, she wouldn't even have a job. She kicked me out of the library, and I sat in school suspension the rest of the day. I just wanted to tell people that's what happens inside our schools. Also, can you play Blood Upon the Risers? Thanks, Jesse. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't say my name, because I'll probably get me in more trouble. Young man, I'm proud of you. Good for you. Absolutely worth it. I'm telling you, I read that because I hope that inspired everybody. I get these emails from kids, and we are raising a generation of hardcore anti-communists, and they're going to have some teeth with them. I promise you that. Chris, what are you taking that kid's email for? What are you going to do? Send him something? Are we sending him something? Oh, Blood Upon the Risers? Yeah, hurry up and look up that song, Chris. Anyway, while Chris is finally looking up the song, let's talk about your food supply. Before we get to headlines I didn't get to, let's talk about food. Anybody, everyone who with any amount of knowledge will tell you, you need to do basic preparations for the day you hope never comes. You do need extra ammo. You do need a way to get clean water. You do, if it's not coming out of your faucet. And you have to have food. None of that ammo needs squat or means anything if you're starving to death. My Patriot Supply has emergency food kits. They're normally 3 months. But they realize money doesn't grow on trees and not everyone can afford three-month food kits. So they have a special right now on four-week food kits. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com and that'll give you savings on a four-week food kit. Everyone in your home at least needs that. Preparewithjessekelly.com. All right? All right.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Weiss, FBI informant file alleging Biden bribes is a part of an ongoing probe. It's not part of an ongoing probe. They buried it. They bury every single thing at the FBI by saying it's an ongoing investigation, which allows them to get out of having to answer to Congress for it. As long as you morons in the House keep funding the FBI, you deserve to get treated like this crap. Governor Hochul signs bill providing $51 million to combat and investigate hate crimes on New York campuses. I'll give you two guesses as to where that money's going to be spent. You probably only need one. Sullivan hints construction workers could have brought in the cocaine. They're still acting like they don't know who brought the cocaine into the White House. It certainly isn't the president's lifelong drug addict son. It's definitely the construction workers. It was probably Pedro who was doing the drywall the other day. Former Republican Texas Representative Myra Flores announces a run for her old seat. She's going to run again for Congress. Let's hope she wins. That's a pretty blue area, though. Woke military is the U.S. strategic advantage over our adversaries. Yes, that's right. The Biden administration, what they've done to the military, they're calling it a strategic advantage. Diversity is not an advantage at all. Certainly not a strategic advantage at all. They've destroyed us. Pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme, literally. Why did they have to throw in that word? No, seriously, this is an MSNBC headline. What did that word add? Did it add anything to that headline at all? Does pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme? Is that not a good headline? Does that not explain everything? What did the word literally add to the headline, MSNBC? Answer the question, MSNBC. What did it add to the headline? Nothing. You threw it in because it's a stupid garbage filler word that must be stopped. Go ahead, Ben and Jerry's. Give Native Americans back the headquarter land you stole. This is from the Daily Wire. I swear we're going to have to get involved in this campaign, and it's going to be so much fun. Yes, it is, Chris. Georgia Democrat defects to the GOP after she says Dems crucified and abandoned her. These Democrats play for keeps because they're not Democrats anymore. They're all communists. Matt Gaetz leads the charge to let FISA expire and end illegal surveillance of U.S. citizens. Good for Matt Gaetz. Why is this not the entire GOP? This should be the entire GOP as the federal government stands against us. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.